One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back. Another edition here, the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up, Michael. Here we go now. There's Joey D coming in hot here. Joseph, how are you today, sir?
Gentlemen.
There he is. Sunday Mass.
Sunday best. Sunday best. Wow. Did you say Sunday best?
Sunday Mass. He's coming for Sunday Mass again.
I'm saying Sunday best because he's in his Sunday best. Look at the young man.
And I think that's
little,
terrific.
Little Henley style button up, half button
up. What are we doing here?
Henley style. It's the Henley style.
We might be seeing a new Joey D. And I
Very
think we
refined,
need to get.
Joey.
Yeah. Is this a new Joey D?
Yes, it is.
No. It's Sunday. Sundays, we, you know, I go to Sunday service. I get, you know, I want to make myself look presentable.
Oh, I mean, you look great.
I'd like somebody.
The hair alone. I mean, when you could just walk out of the house with hair like that, you got to work to fuck that up.
I feel like sometimes you guys overemphasize the hair play.
He does that.
Listen, I think I have good hair, but you guys act like
you have great hair.
You act like a Elvis. It's not. It's over embellished.
In some ways, you are a modern Elvis. Very controversial. Great hair.
Elvis wasn't controversial.
On the rise. Oh, what? Joe, he got, what are you talking about? They kicked him
off. He was beloved.
I didn't know. I didn't know Elvis.
What, just because of the hip gyrations?
Yes. He was, at the time, that was like extremely unheard of. Like he was making all these
women were
young
losing.
Girls. Yes. And that became very controversial that he was like ultra, ultra progressive for his time. And
what's
he was
getting blue eyes.
No, that was Sinatra was old.
Blue eyes. Yeah.
Tell you what I did watch.
He was the king. Elvis was the king.
What I watched that was one of the worst. And this ain't just a Bobby blockbuster.
Don't say
thing.
The Elvis movie.
The one that his wife, where his wife.
Priscilla?
It's one of the very worst.
Yes.
Things
I've heard that also. I've heard that also. But
I thought you loved it, Mikey.
No, the Elvis movie. Elvis is tremendous. If you guys haven't watched that, that's a movie.
I started watching it, but I found it a little slow to start.
Yeah, it's a little slow to start, but it picks up really good.
I would love to sit and talk to a person that liked this one. Did you watch it at all, Mikey?
No, but someone had just told me, and I'm going to be embarrassed. Oh, it was Lou. It was Luna Lou. Told me that he watched it, and he was like, yeah, it sucked. Like, there was no Elvis at all in it. It was Priscilla Presley, and it was just, I don't know if it was a movie or, I guess it was a movie, but it was like one of those Amazon or Netflix direct release type of things, I believe.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
Normally, those stink.
It was terrible.
Sometimes you get a banger.
When it's direct to Netflix, more often than not, it's not good.
No, but Netflix, I have confidence in. If somebody says to me like, oh, something's only on Peacock, I haven't earned the trust of Peacock yet or Paramount. But that, I wonder, if this movie's so good, why wasn't it in theaters? And B, you know, how'd it make its way over there, not in Netflix or a Hulu? Is that crazy, Joseph?
If it's an indie film, then that's off the charts because it doesn't have the funding sometimes to go to the big screen. So that's the rare exception, but I would agree with you for the most part, Bob.
Are movies still coming out in theaters?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I just don't see
Bob hasn't been to a movie since 2006.
Yeah.
And I'm ready.
Yeah. I started this. I started that Griselda last night on Netflix. That's good. That's real good.
What's that one?
She's like a cocaine kingpin.
From
Colombia.
I saw that.
Yeah.
And she's like one of the only female bosses.
Yeah, the first episode, the first thing that is a blacked out screen with a quote, and it says, "The only man I was ever afraid of was a woman named Griselda, whatever her last name is." And it was a quote by Pablo Escobar. And it's really good.
She was the Colombian drug lord.
So far. Yes.
And she went to prison. I actually read about her. She had committed a ton of homicides, and she went to prison for like 28 years and then came out and then she was killed.
the makeup job they did on what's her name, Sofia Vergara, whatever her name is.
Yes, she's fantastic.
The makeup job, man, they made her out to look like a hound dog, dude. Woo!
Really?
She's talking about all the the teeth are like mashed in and her nose is like this.
Really?
Because Griselda wasn't much of a looker, which I guess played into why she was so feared as well. She was not. And the makeup's kind of tough to look at in 4K. It's a little difficult.
Side note, this is yet another time where Mikey has shown up with a piece of apparel or a piece of merch that I have never seen. I have not had this? This guy gets everything.
The Gatorade.
I've wanted
the
Gatorade.
This is one of my favorites.
I bet it is. Yeah, that's very nice. Mikey, where did they get it?
Oh, you get that over at breezygolf.com. And while you're over there, if you pay full price, I say you're a sucker. Use promo code BearDownCuz. And then, you know, I'm just saying, Joe, why pay full price?
This guy is a jukebox, man. Off. I tell you, you could just wind him on up and then he'll just let it rip.
I got that. You know, it's another great one. The Phoenix Suns themed with the golf ball. Sure. I'm bringing that out to Arizona for the week, obviously.
Nice.
It's very interesting what's happening here, okay? We have the waste management, what we talked about, which is going to be a blast. We got a lot going on during the waste management. I think it's going to be an absolute zoo, and in a good way. And then, I mean, out of the clouds, out of the absolute clouds.
This is from the clouds.
This really is from the clouds. The boys are headed to Daytona for NASCAR. Yeah.
They call me Daytona Da.
Daytona Da, man. I mean, this is going to be. Look, by the way, there's a chance that we have a ball. I mean, I think we're going to have a really good time with this.
I think so, too. I'm a little gassed up for, no pun intended, for that NASCAR trip. I don't know why that is exactly, but something about NASCAR culture fascinates me. That people really love watching NASCAR. Like, the people who watch NASCAR are so diehard about watching it. It really
I think Perez is going to fit in very well.
I think he's going to be a riot in that. I mean, that would be, I just think sometimes maybe with NASCAR, maybe I'm wrong. I think a lot of NASCAR that even the fans love so much, I almost feel like it's one of those things where the tailgate is almost even better than the race. You know what I mean?
Oh, I think that's a big component of it. I think that's and the Daytona is like the biggest. I mean, Daytona and the Indianapolis 500, right, are the two biggest.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm
not a NASCAR guy, but those are the two biggest races, I believe.
Yeah,
Daytona's like a bucket list. My buddy, who's been a NASCAR fan his whole life, is like, dude, that's like a bucket list thing for me to do is go to the Daytona 500.
Really?
Yeah.
People are big. Yeah. People are big. The Brillo's
gonna be out there. Our guy Paul Swan.
Paul Swan. He actually.
Is he gonna be in it?
Yeah.
Well, he's a pit guy. He's a pit guy for a very well-known driver. Name escapes me.
Danny something?
No, not Danny Hamlin. It's is it not Chase Elliott?
Rip Bob. I'll get it. Go ahead.
Yeah,
we should know this.
We really should.
Yeah, I know. I forget all the time.
You know what Swan was telling me?
But
Swan,
he was jacked up. He was jacked up to hear.
You told him?
I told him we were going, yeah. Yeah.
He's gonna. I got a feeling Paul Swan is gonna end up being kind of like our liaison. Like he's
that's really, nice.
Mm-hmm.
And although I think Bob, he's gonna be in the pit crew, so I don't know how he's gonna.
Austin Dillon.
That's exactly Austin right. Yeah. But by the way, these pit guys gotta be. They gotta be in really, really good shape, and Swan is in tremendous shape.
He showcased the world that not too long ago.
Oh, the Peloton race.
He did.
This is a former
professional athlete. I don't know. That's a little.
He laughed you like twice, Michael.
Dude,
reference for the folks that don't know that the non-diehards what Joey's talking about.
Well, 2 years ago, NFL Draft Thursday, Swan and I did a Peloton race, 20 minutes. And Swan beat me. He beat me semi-comfortably, I would say. But this guy, I mean, this guy could go, man. He really could go. But I did find that out. Bob touched on it, that most of these pit guys are like fringe pro athletes, all of them. They played like this other guy I saw on the Netflix show. I just saw a preview of it. He played at Clemson. Mm-hmm. He played football at Clemson. Yeah. Like, these guys are not they're just not just like guys that come from a garage or something. Like, I just thought it was guys who worked on cars. I had no idea they were like these superb
athletes. Boy, did we find out.
Yeah, I found out real quick.
And I will say,
I almost got duped a little bit there.
I will say, the testament to Mikey that the guy was like dripping in sweat. You gave it everything you had.
Oh, like, yeah.
He could not have given another morsel
of
energy. Like, you gave everything you had.
But
and I was proud of you for it, but like I wanted you to keep
up. He also had Austin Dillon present there for him. I didn't have a hype guy with me. I didn't have a corner guy. You know,
next like, time Rocky, we'll bring in Lance Armstrong to tie you up for the race.
Rocky needed Mick in his corner to beat beat Apollo. Rest in peace. God bless Carl.
I will say to Mikey's point, when he did the food challenge, I do think, Bob, you and me cheering him on helped him get over.
I had a live audience cheering me on. I had several of my friends there. Again, people in my corner. This was just me and the bike in a dark room. It was not easy.
There was a lot of people watching live.
But Mikey, I was you knew how bad I wanted you to win. And I kept thinking throughout the race, because if you do look at Peloton leaderboards, Mikey will send the photos. He's one of the best in the game, which goes to show you how good Swan is. But I kept thinking that it was like a horse race, like Mikey was going to make his move.
A late push?
Yeah,
Up the rail.
Yeah, never happened.
It was one of those rare horse races where Swan led from start to end.
Yeah, no, that was a wire to wire finish for Paul Swan. Sure was.
Yeah.
Listen, I did feel at the end of that race that I was taken for a ride and not a Peloton.
But how did you not know how good he was?
I never saw him put up metrics like he did that day, Joe. I was looking at his metrics. They were not up to snuff like that. And then, you know, he came out of the gates and I was like, this guy thinks he's playing in the Super Bowl. And you know what? I respect that. I do. Because if you're going to come, you come hard. You don't give it a half-ass effort. Like, we were both dying at the end of that race. Like, we were dying. I was cooked.
Wasn't his son, like, just newly born, too? He's like, I'm dedicating this race to my
his
son.
Daughter.
Oh.
His daughter.
His daughter.
Oh, yeah. It was over there.
Have to deal with that also, yeah.
Poor little Dom didn't have a chance.
I should have knocked Holly up again before I stepped foot on that bike that day.
Yeah, I kept thinking he was going to make his move, and then late into it, I'm like, oh, no, there's no move to be made.
No, see, Bob, I was at the golf course, and I watched for like 10 minutes, or not even, with like a fraction. I was like, this is over.
Yeah,
but Mikey, Joe, I do say that
not you, having Joe fully invested also, that hurt a little bit.
Come on, Michael.
I think you got to factor that in. I think you got to absolutely.
Come on.
I will say, though, you could put Mikey into the line of fire on these things. He'll put his body on the like Bob Does Sports. When we do the food challenges for Bob Does Sports, that's like the Brilliantly Dumb Show version. Like the Big Ticket, by the way, that doesn't get talked about enough. The Big Ticket on like his second ever. I mean, that's putting the body on the line. And then Mikey V, the Peloton thing. And then the food challenge was one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
Every time we do a food challenge,
I'm like the Mick Foley of social media. Maybe not the greatest performer of all time, but a guy who's just willing to lay it all on the line, jump off the top of the cell, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it.
There's merit in that, Michael.
Sure.
And you know what, Bob? Every time we do a food challenge, Bob always says, imagine if we had Mikey V right now, how much he would help us.
Yeah, I mean, that's my wheelhouse, the food challenges. That's like my wheelhouse. So.
You know, we never got the donuts.
We got to do the donut thing.
Yeah.
It's just, I hate to do it on like a trip where I know it'll ruin my entire trip, but.
Maybe not on a trip, but maybe on an episode.
Yes.
Well, I think that's kind of, we should start bringing challenges back to the episodes. I think that's at the same time too, what's kind of like, sometimes with the challenges, you don't know what's going to hit you worse. Like I never knew when we did that milk or cookies challenge, how bad that was going to hit. I think the next challenge is a pizza challenge. I would love even to do one on the Brilliantly Dumb Show to see how many slices.
I thought you said Chick-fil-A challenge, Bob.
Chick-fil-A, but even the Brilliantly Dumb Show, if we do.
It's not how many slices, it's just how fast I could consume an entire pie. I'll eat the whole pie.
I almost think the challenge would have to be more than a pie.
No, it would have to be a time thing. Like how fast can you eat a whole regular football style pie? Like not like a personal pie, not a Neapolitan pie, you know, a full regular cheese pizza.
By the way, I took some heat about the Neapolitan pizza.
Sure did.
Yes, Neapolitan. Yes, let me tell you something. I honest to God, I have no regrets on the Neapolitan. Mm. Like I really firmly stand by that and believe that about the Neapolitan pie just being a very subpar compared to a New York slice. I really do. I stand by that 110%.
But Bob, the Neapolitan, I think it's a good pie. I know that you guys prefer a New York pie, but I don't think that takes away from the fact that the Neapolitan is still a good, pizza.
I think it's the versatility of the pie. Like the New York style pie, you could walk in, grab a slice, have it delivered. It almost holds up under any scenario, reheating it after you've had it in the fridge or the freezer for a couple of days. The Neapolitan to me has to be consumed on site of the restaurant. It has to be eaten where it's cooked. And otherwise it just doesn't stand the test of time and it's not as versatile. I think that's more so the issue with the Neapolitan as opposed to, you know, the way that the New York style could stand the test of whatever you put it through, delivery, reheat, whatever.
I also think too, the Neapolitan pie is good for just a starter pie. Like an appetizer. Joey D, you're king of that. You love doing the pie out of the gate just to start you off.
I'll do it as a mid-course.
Yeah.
Something to think about. I'll do some starters and then we'll do like a pizza. If there's like four or five people there, I'll do a pizza just as a mid-course and then we all go to entrees. If the place is good for pizzas.
A couple of us had dinner at Luna on Friday night and we had to start. We had two pies, a white onion, a traditional cheese with white onion. Unbelievable. And then a special pie. He had like a pepperoni with Mike's hot honey. Have you ever had this hot honey?
No.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. That was something else. But it was like the perfect starter. It was like the perfect way to start. Because like you get a slice of each pie or, you know, a slice and a half of each pie and then you're good to go into your
Was own. Lou slinging those things?
Yes, he was. Yes, he
Whoa.
Was.
I always believe a Luna Lou slung pizza has got to taste just a tad bit better than your, you know, your original pizza.
Your everyday, sure. Yeah. You know, he knows what he's doing in that oven. That's for sure.
The thing with Luna Lou, by the way, Luna's Woodfire Tavern, the official sponsor of the Burnley Dump Show. I almost feel like with Luna Lou, I feel that there's no agenda that he has going into the day. I almost feel like specials and all that. I don't think he plans it out for the week. I think he just wakes up, walks in, and then, you know what I mean? Like, I don't think there's any thought put into it, like, throughout the week. I think he just goes on the fly.
That's a great take.
Right?
That's a great take. I'm not saying you're right. I'm not saying you're right, but that's a great take. And
we came back from the Yankees game into Luna Lou's, and he just walked behind and put an apron on and started working.
Yeah, sure. I mean,
I was blown away.
He had to be hammered, too. I'm not saying that he was. He had to be. Me not getting to see that was devastating. I would have really, really enjoyed seeing that. You know, the first conversation I ever had with Luna Lou, Mikey's like, we were doing the Patreon meetup. And Mikey's like, you know, I'm going to connect you with my friend Lou. You know, he runs the restaurant. We're going to do the thing there. And Lou calls me and it was a hysterical conversation. And he asked me, he's like, you know, we know a lot of different coaches and, you know, some people that we could bring in. Yeah. I don't think he really knew what the Patreon meetup was. He's like, you know, to talk to your fans. We know Jason Garrett very well. We
can bring Jason Garrett. That's right. Jason Garrett.
I'm thinking, what the fuck is Jason Garrett going to go and say to the Patreon fans and the Patreon followers?
Jason Garrett couldn't even get the Cowboys to listen to him. How's he going to get a bunch of rowdy drunks?
Folks, we interrupt the Burnley Dump Show to let you know that the Burnley Dump Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at AG1. I started taking AG1 for about a year and a half now. If you're a longtime listener, you know I'm a big AG1 guy. Gut health, my overall immune system, and just to add that extra spark of energy into my day-to-day, which everybody needs. That day-to-day energy. I recommend AG1 to all my family and friends because it really does put me in the right mindset. And I know I'm taking the best, finest ingredients, something that I could replace my multivitamin with came from AG1. Just one scoop does it all for you. You can't go wrong. AG1 is the supplement I trust to provide the support my body needs daily, and that's why they've been a partner for so long. If you want to take ownership of your health, it starts with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3, K2, and five free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase. Go to drinkag1.com/dumb. That's drinkag1.com/dumb. Check it out. All right, fellas, let's hop in. Buy or sell segment of the week. What did you see that you liked? What did you see that you did not like? Why don't we go ahead? Let's start over with Joey D. Joey D, take it away.
I'm going to sell. This is tough for me because I've used this for a long time and it just keeps letting me down lately to the point where it's like it needs to be addressed. And I think, Bob, you might have actually addressed it at some point. I don't remember. But I'm going to sell Waze because I think – they have absolutely, they have dropped the ball in a way that I can't, I mean, first of all, it'll try to save you like 2 to 3 minutes on your trip, but the amount of back, like you have to go through side streets, through oncoming traffic, making lefts on the busiest intersections you'll ever find. Like it puts you in a position where you're saving time, but it's actually a worse driving experience than if you were just to go the normal route. And it's not like it's saving you a plethora of time. Secondly, it readjusts itself continuously now as you're driving. So I'm driving, all of a sudden it's like, make a right, but then right as soon as I make a right, the left needs to be made. And then I miss that. It's just not good. It needs to be updated. It was good at first, and I'm just over it now. And quite frankly, it's going to get me in an accident if I keep using this fucking app. So as far as I'm concerned, sell Waze. Go the normal route. Use your normal GPS or Waze or whatever.
Yeah, see, Holly uses the Google Maps all the time, and I say I just have no problem with the regular map app on the iPhone. I think it's great. I never have an
issue.
That's
a good one, too. Yeah.
Just the in-house app. It's not Google. No, it's like Apple's own.
Apple Maps or something like that.
Yeah. I use the app that's installed on the phone and I never have an issue. Waze to me was like this like new thing that like people were into and you could change the fucking voice to like Cookie Monster and people got a big kick out of that. I never fell into the Waze trap. I didn't like it from the jump.
I used to like to, it'd be like, there'd be a construction thing and I'd be like, is this still here? And if you press yes, you get
cool.
Points. Yeah, and then cool. You're like, you feel like you're contributing to the map, but now I'm done with it. I'm sorry.
You know what? Joe's not wrong, Tor. Like it will try and save you 2 minutes and it takes you on these back streets where like I would rather just stay on the highway, even if it is bumper to bumper.
Eat the two minutes.
It is absolutely. I switched to the Google Maps. It was one of the best things that I've ever done. That doesn't say a whole lot about me, but yeah.
Well, Holly swears by Google Maps. So she uses
the right way to go. I think they take you on the, now with the Waze, you can pick what route you want to go. So you could still take that other route, but I'm so used to just plugging it in and just flying. Not a bad sell by any means. I'm buying. I'm going to go with the buy this week. I am buying the Pebble Beach Pro-Am where Josh Allen played in it. Tom Brady played in it. I think it is so fun to watch these guys play on that stage. And I bet a lot of the tour players don't love it in the sense of they're competing. It's a regular event for them and they have amateurs with them. Like obviously Keegan Bradley and they got paired up with Brady and Josh Allen. So they were thrilled about it. But there's a lot of people that you don't know that's playing and that they probably don't love because they got to play with an amateur while they're competing. With that being said, for the fan, watching Brady compete in these things, watching Josh Allen in it, I think it is so much fun. I think it's incredible. I'm buying it. The only thing is, Golf Channel really didn't they didn't do a good job covering it.
No, they never show all the groups. They do a terrible job of like showcasing all the groups. They'll like fix in on like one group, and then they really don't show a lot of the other guys.
I don't get why. There's no answer for that. There's so many things that Golf Channel does, even like when they have to switch coverage, there's a reason behind that. It's terrible.
Yeah. What are they going to do now today? Because the weather's supposed to be abysmal there, right? Isn't it? They said for the final round today. I know, not the pro.
Wyndham Clark's leading.
I already saw on the website for the tour or for the tournament that they put up no spectators are allowed on the
what?
Course. Yeah, yeah, because of adverse weather. They said no spectators.
Oh, because they trample it.
I guess. So I'm just wondering, like, are they going to finish today, or I don't know? They say it may get pushed to Monday, or.
It's Sunday morning right now that we're recording this. Yeah, apparently it's supposed to pour to where if they don't play, which there's a good chance they don't.
It's 3 inches of rain today, possibly.
Yeah, they just got to.
That's insane. Word.
They got to stop just where they're at, and then Wyndham Clark would end up winning. So if you're Wyndham Clark, I mean, you're hoping that it pours.
So they wouldn't push it to tomorrow then? Like they wouldn't finish tomorrow.
Yeah, they would finish.
No, they would. They're going to try. Because I asked Big Wave Dave about it, and it's supposed to pour tomorrow, which if it does, and it says that it will, he said there's a chance that even with how much it's going to pour Sunday, even if it stops, even if it doesn't pour Monday, the course might not be in condition to play.
They said it's going to be 30 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts on top of all that. How the fuck do you hit a golf ball with 60 mile an hour wind gusts?
It's so hard, man.
I mean, yeah. I really, honestly, I've only played obviously a handful of times compared to you guys, but I've never been stuck out there in like real adverse weather. I've been out in the cold, but never like where it was pissing rain or like insane wind. Like I couldn't imagine
Bob plays
how
the
terrible.
Best
I would just walk. I would go home. I would go home. I wouldn't play. I wouldn't play.
Bob has this low rising almost stinger.
Get
out. He does this half swing and he just pierces it through the wind. It's pretty special to watch.
Mikey, we gotta take a shot. You're gonna enjoy watching this, Mikey, at Waste Management. We now have to take a shot at the 16th
in
hole.
In front of 16,000 people.
Who and does? You guys?
Us.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
What is that? Is that on Wednesday?
Horrified. That's on Wednesday. I'm horrified.
I won't be there. I'm getting there Wednesday night. So thankfully, I won't have to watch that.
But if I were you, I would love what like the bet. One of
why
the
you think you're gonna blow it?
For sure.
Bob's like he'll make a hole in one.
No, I no, Mike.
Yo, what if you did though? What would that be?
What would you? That would be the greatest hole in one of all time.
Yep.
We not even a question,
bro. Well, you would. Yeah. Now you gotta hit a hole in one. You have to hit one.
He almost did it last time he was on that hole. He came within an inch.
I posted it. I mean, that would have been one of the.
So why do you think now a year of more golf under your belt? That
it's
you're
not even
worse?
A year. It was like a month ago, Michael.
Oh, when you guys were out there before. Okay.
But okay. Michael, so he's got it still fresh in his mind, mental memory.
Now you put the fans muscle in there
memory,
though.
Yes.
If
muscle
you watch,
memory, yeah.
Yes.
I busted Matt James from The Bachelor. I busted his balls about this so much. There's like camera guys and stuff lined up like right next to you. You got the whole crowd. Matt James took a swing and he comes in. He comes on. Everybody's watching him. He's got no shoes on. He takes the practice swing, chunks the practice swing, just chunks right into the ground, goes up, approaches the ball, hits a shot that directly just beelines, drills a camera guy in front of him.
Oh.
It's one of the funniest clips. You know, and the good news is, if me or Joey D held somebody, people expect that, and it'll be a spirit goal. But not to change from the fact that it's still horrifying going
up there.
But,
Bob, it'd be a viral clip just think of that.
Oh, I
worst
mean,
case scenario, Bob, you'd have a viral clip on your hand.
Yeah, I think, Bob, there's really only two ways you can go about this. Is something completely dreadful or something right at the pin? No in between.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see, like, hit it, like, you know, 6 feet off the green or something. Nobody wants to see that.
No. I would love Perez to get a hole in one.
Is he taking a shot?
Then
you may have
That would be incredible.
Forget it.
You know what?
You wouldn't make it to Thursday.
No. He ain't gonna
Michael
make
would
it
come,
Thursday.
Michael would come.
I'd be there. I'd be like, "What's going on? Where's Perez? Oh, he's no longer with us. He's no longer with us.
He's got it.
If there's a way he'd want to go out, that would be the way he'd want to do it.
Oh, I would agree with that too. I'd agree with that too.
If they'd hang, they'd hang his locks from the rafters.
They would make that the flag. The flag stick at 16 would just be his hair waving. In the wind.
It'd be the Perez logo.
When he went last year, he gets mobbed because, like, you see him when it's Perez, you know it's Perez. But man, it is.
It's special, man.
He's got to
love
try
that guy.
He's got to try and pace. He's got to try.
He's not going to. He said he can't.
Yeah. Yeah, he's pretty much been pretty – he's been pretty open about the fact that he's not going to be able to pace. All right, Mikey V, let's head over to you. Buy or sell?
Yeah, I'm going to sell. This was a tough week for this company, and I think it's only going to get tougher. And I watched their second most major show of the year that they put on because we gamble on it, me and a group of my friends. The WWE, man. This company, bro. Oh. Now with Vince in all this trouble, and listen, I'm not going to play judge, jury, execution on Vince McMahon, but he's absolutely slightly dirty, let's say that. I mean, I have no doubt about that. But, like, just the Royal Rumble was so bad, and they still got this guy, Roman Reigns, that's the champion, and he's been the champion, it feels like, for however long. And even if you don't pay attention, you know that. And it was the show itself was so comically awful. There's no storylines. They brought back
The Rock is back.
The Rock is back now. It feels like it's just a desperation play to get, like, it's just so bad. But they must be doing okay because Netflix paid like $5 billion for the rights to Monday Night Raw. So now Monday Night Raw is going to stream on Netflix starting next year. And they paid a king of ransom for it. Oh, that's
pretty cool.
But I mean, it's just terrible. And the Vince McMahon stuff, I mean, these text messages between him and this girl.
Did they leak
it?
Yeah. Oh, Joe, you got to read this thing. Yeah. It is.
Like people taking dumps on her and then having relations with her.
I think I got the wrong article.
I think so too. You better check that out again. She was allegedly getting passed around like a pitcher of beer over there. Like just like being used and abused. God. Now, I don't know. Awful. Like, now the weird thing is that obviously when she was done and they were getting rid of her, they made her sign like a non-disclosure agreement to pay her $3 million. He allegedly paid her $1 million and then never paid the other two. And then she came forward to press all these charges. So again,
she with the company?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
she
was with the company.
Yeah. So she got hired basically. Huh?
Or is she anonymous?
No, her name's out there. Her name's all out there. Her picture. Yeah. Yeah.
But the thing that
I forget. She wasn't a superstar or anything. She was just like an employee. Like a back.
Oh, I thought maybe it was like Stacey Keebler.
No. But I mean, like, it's just this company, man, like I just feel like they have gone from something that they harnessed so many years ago when I was in like high school, and they have just been downhill ever since. Like ever since the Attitude Era, Stone Cold and The Rock and these guys, like it just got so
good era after that. It was good. They had good guys after that.
I think it's awful.
It's terrible now, man. It's unwatchable.
Now, I don't watch it for the last. I haven't watched WWE for the last like 5 years.
The only thing that I'll say though that I don't understand, because I think it's brutal, but every time you see like their worth, like I think if when the UFC bought them and they merged them,
TKO.
They're worth like
TKO.
$1 billion. They're worth so much money. But I don't know though.
They got Logan Paul now.
That's a good get, by the way, Mikey. Whether you like it or not, that's a good, that's a good get. That's a
I guarantee it puts bums in the seats.
Yeah, you know, there's going to be some people that we are going to encounter. Like, for example, I always would go in on Aaron Rodgers. There's going to be some times where this stuff is going to come back to us in the sense of like Big Wave Dave took a picture with Aaron Rodgers. So you see like the Have a Day hats with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
And who's that guy in the middle?
His Aaron Rodgers caddy. But Bo.
He's wearing a Have a Day hat?
Yeah.
Oh, Bob, you got to go on the Aaron Rodgers.
I'm all in on Rodgers. I'm all in. I'm all in. Don't take much.
God, even, Michael.
Even Bo said that he showed Aaron my acai bowl video that I did the other day. He said Aaron was cracking up, and I'm thinking, man, like, God
forbid.
He's
a great guy, Bob. You got to get
on board. I agree, and I am on board. And
Aaron Rodgers starts following you. Then you got to retract some statements.
Yeah, look, I'll.
And he's your quarterback. He's the Jets' starting quarterback.
Yeah, that takes precedent for me over anything else. He's your quarterback. You have to.
Quarterback.
Yeah.
He's the light and savior, the light and shining, the knight in shining armor for the New York Jets, allegedly.
Tell you this.
I listen.
I'd rather have Jordan Love. I mean, come on, I would. If you give me another 10 years.
That's a different story. What do you want for 1 year, though?
Jordan Love looks sensational.
Looks very good, Joey D. He looks very, very good, Joey D. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, if you're looking for a nice little offer here for Super Bowl 58, why wouldn't you be looking for a nice little offer here for Super Bowl 58? The Burnley Dumb Show is brought to you by the fine folks over at DraftKings. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code DUMB. That's going to be code DUMB. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58, again, with code DUMB.
The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/football for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Another thing that we got to touch on, it was the Neapolitan that I got crushed for. And then the Nicky Diamond censoring, when he did the buy or sell, what Nicky Diamond said was not, it really wasn't the craziest thing by any means. He didn't really say anything too wrong. He talked about he sold the pregnancy photos, which part of that was hysterical. There's some things that were just better off that I've learned taking off. And the way that Ticket did the clip, I thought was hysterical.
Yeah.
I think Nicky Diamonds is one of the funniest people. I think we would all agree Nicky Diamonds is one of the funniest people that I know. And I know Diamonds wants to eventually start his own pod. I'll be listening to that podcast. I just know for us, sometimes we'll go in on a lot of stuff. There's some stuff that it's just not worth it. And look, you let Nicky Diamonds off the leash. He's one of the funniest people of all time. I will be tuning into that podcast. But again, what he did was not, he didn't do anything too wrong or anything, but it's just sometimes better. It's not worth the joke sometimes.
What I said to him was, we're a circus act. We tried to bring a tiger into the cage, and you can't tame a tiger. You got to let a tiger be a tiger. So, you know, sometimes you have a tiger, you might have a fatality on your hands. So that's just, you know, that was the proper analogy, I thought.
It's true. And by the way, a lot of it, I thought, you know, there's a lot of it that was very funny. But he'll be coming out with the podcast. There'll be more content to come with him. Mikey V, you had your cell.
Yes.
Mikey V had his cell. Joey D, how was that omelet that I gave you?
It was very good, actually.
Was it? Was that not a good omelet?
Yeah, no, it was good. I was very impressed. That's the best, probably up there after Cafe Balloon, which was a very nice breakfast.
You know, Mikey,
that's one of the best breakfasts I've had since I've been in Jupiter.
The Royal Cafe?
Yeah.
He's hard on me, Mikey, to where Joe will disagree, but if I give Joe a recommendation, it's got to really, really rock his world.
Yeah. No, yeah, I don't know about that, Bob. Yeah, I'm always going to tell you how it is.
I think you're tough.
The omelet was great. The omelet was great. And by the way, they actually said on the menu, it said, you know, that they're known for their omelets. Mike, I'll show you a picture. Tell me what you think.
It's a great omelet. It's, to be honest, it's almost too big of an omelet.
Oh, yeah, that's nice. That looks nice.
I always go for the Western omelet with onions, Western's peppers, great. And ham, and extra cheddar cheese.
Colorado's another good one where it's like bacon, ham, onions, peppers.
Oh,
Only thing is, like, that's the way that home fries should be. Next time, you might have to just order them well done because it doesn't look seared enough.
I was pretty happy with them.
Extra well done home fries always.
Sure. They never charred it too much.
It never happens. I mean, it rarely happens where they do it completely right, but you still got to say it just for, you know, your own peace of mind.
I started doing it with pizza now. I'll actually ask for the pizzas well done.
Well done. Yep. Always.
Yeah. And you just,
always. That's kind of obnoxious, no?
No, Joe. I don't think it's obnoxious. Don't you, when you're in McDonald's, ask for the fresh batch of fries?
Yeah.
That to me.
No, I don't. I say extra hot. And that is based on their codes and regulations. extra hot French fries. They are required to batch a new thing of French fries. They cannot ask. So, Michael, if you go through the drive-through and you ask for extra hot French fries, you will get a fresh, scorching hot batch of fries every single time. Bob, that's a big difference. I'm talking about fries that are sitting in that little oven thing that they have with the heat lamps, or I get a brand new thing of fries, or you're getting crust that's still brand new and fresh out of the oven, just a little bit more char to it.
Mikey, let me ask you something, okay? What do you think is more obnoxious? Me asking for my pizza well done, or this guy going through a McDonald's drive-thru and asking for extra hot French fries? Be honest.
Put a poll up.
You know, your local pizza joint is probably a family-owned and operated business for however many years. You know, your pizzas are being made to order, right? A pie you order is being made to order specifically for you. No problem making little tweaks and adjustments as you go. Joe is having some 17-year-old kid making him refry a batch of French fries for no apparent reason, just because he wants his fries extra hot, which, by the way, I don't know if I've ever had a lukewarm or cold French fry from McDonald's. McDonald's fries are always
It doesn't hit it nearly as hard.
Hey, Joe,
but I'll
it's fast food. They're not cutting the fries. They have prepackaged fries just throw it in the oven.
But Joe, I'll say this.
Throw it in the fryer.
If you're on Postmates and you go to order a pizza, you have the option, whether it's Domino's, whatever it may be, you have the option to have your pizza well done.
Do you?
Sure, sure.
Oh, I thought you were writing in instructions like extra. What? Like, that's a bit obnoxious if you're doing that.
Well, Vito's doesn't give you the option, so Vito's I will call.
By the way, for all of those people who are going to say, like, oh, he's talking shit on McDonald's employees, my first job ever. And I'll show you the
you worked for McDonald's?
I worked for the King.
Yeah, that was my first job.
Oh, it's
I worked for the King. On. Sure.
Hold on.
Wait, this makes so much sense. Sure. The 14, King praise.
14 years old, first job ever, Burger King, Lyndhurst.
By the way, I would give a King's ransom for a photo of you in a Burger King.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't exist, unfortunately, because I was so young, bro. I was 14 years old. It was literally my first. I was getting taxes and paying into Social Security. So, yeah, the King, first job ever,
Burger King. Oh, my Lord. Yep.
Let me tell you, I used to concoct some special sandwiches back there. Like, I would just create my own shit. I would just make like a chicken tender sandwich with like six tenders on it.
Mikey, they should have had you running the specials.
I don't disagree.
By the way, it does. Joe's right. It does make a lot. Does that explain the King love?
Yeah. The loyalty to the King.
No, because I still say pound for pound, I think Wendy's is the best. You know, and Wendy's.
It also means
Wendy's hasn't done really much for us. But
nowhere shit on McDonald's so much, Bob. It also makes sense why you shit on McDonald's.
Why? Why is that?
Because you're a rival competitor for the King.
I mean, they're all rival competitors if you think about it that way. I don't take it out on Popeyes or on, you know.
Yeah, but we never worked for another.
I happen to think that McDonald's hasn't done enough lately. I just don't think they've done enough lately. I just don't. I don't say
now the number one fast food store or brand company in the world.
They're the most recognizable for sure. I mean, they're the most famous. There's no question. I'm not doubting any of that. I'm just saying, like, if you drive by a Wendy's and a McDonald's, I'm going to stop at Wendy's. That's just me personally. I'm going to stop at Wendy's.
7 times out of 7?
Maybe not. Maybe okay. 5. Maybe 5.
That's still a lot.
I got to get this fish fillet kick done with. I got to get it done.
It's great, Bob. I'm glad that you're enjoying it.
It's fantastic.
I was raised on the fish fillets.
That's one of the greatest.
I got so much shit for so long on that sandwich. Yeah. And now this guy is housing it.
You know what, Joe? Did I not give you the credit that you deserve for that?
No, you really did. When Joey D finally, when he gets married and he has kids and he starts a family, he's going to host Christmas Eve, and for one of the 7 fishes, he's going to put out a platter of fish.
Bob would be there. Bob would be there.
You bet your ass I would, man. I went to Rayo's the other night. Had a big meal at Rayo's.
What else is new? This guy should have shares in the company, man.
Came back home, ordered McDonald's. I got the fish fillet.
What?
It was one of the most disgusting. When I'm drunk, I'll eat more. Like if I smoke a joint, I'll eat more if I'm drunk than if I had just smoked.
Really?
When I am drunk, there is
fascinating.
So we did.
He went to Nobu the other night, had like $200 worth of sushi, and then went to Vito's after. And he sat by himself at the bar. Well,
sushi's tough, bro. Sushi's tough. Sushi's tough. It don't fill you. It just doesn't.
Yeah, it does. If you
you got to eat like fucking like I got to order like four rolls at least. No,
that's another thing. Joe. I busted Joe's balls. Rightfully so. Like, didn't Joe buy Nobu one time on his buy or sell?
I did.
Like that to me is crazy. Like that's it's like selling traffic.
It always hits, obvious. Bob.
With that being said, Nobu is the best. I didn't know there's one right down the block from me.
Thank God he didn't find out till right before he's moving. Because
it's true, Mikey. I go and I know the bartender now, and he'll send me out stuff like you got to try the truffle, you got to try this and that.
Oh, yeah, that's dangerous.
I go and sit by myself. I have a blast. They have the game on the TV. Yeah, I go. Yeah. I eat what he suggests. But then I did go to Vito's.
Bob, can I suggest that before you leave for Florida, you have got to go there one day and just do the omakase and just let them run you wild.
Yeah. The problem with the omakase is you got to have some time on your hands because they say it takes like 2 hours, which is great. But you got to make sure you have time on your hands. It's like an hour 30 minimum.
Bob, so, you got nothing but time.
That's
dude.
Correct. Yes.
This guy's got all the time in the world.
Oh, that's tough.
You gotta
that's
make it sound like good. He's got to take a charter jet to go hit the fucking Tonight Show after.
Don't say that. Don't say that.
That's correct.
That may be very well true, but I don't know.
Anyway, I got to get down to Florida. I mean, my dad called me the other day. I said, what are you doing? And I said, go to dinner with Joe. He's going to dinner with Joe again. He said, I'm having a blast with Joe. He goes, you know what
it
is?
Yeah, we're really connecting well. Goes, and your mom's the best.
They have a blast.
Your whole loves your mom.
You know, my dad said, he goes, I really understand Joe. He goes, I really get him. I know how to get him going. They go out to dinners. I mean, they're having a ball together to where it's very heartwarming to me. I really do. I mean, it's really good.
I dropped by yesterday. I was talking to him for 10, 15 minutes at the house.
Mikey, you ready to hear what this guy does the other day? Okay. My parents thought this was hysterical. I mean, they thought it was the fun. They didn't give a shit. But I said to myself, I'm like, this is classic Joe. My dad couldn't stop laughing about it. My mom calls me. So they tell Joe, they're at dinner with Joe. And they tell Joe, anytime you want to take the golf cart out, come by. So Joe goes, okay. The next day, my mom goes to play tennis. Okay. She goes out to play tennis. She calls me. She goes, Bob, have you talked to Joe? I go, no. She goes, for some reason the golf cart's not there. And I don't know if he's on the course or whatnot. The golf cart was gone. Okay. Now they told them, and this is why they don't care.
I said I was gonna go.
But you would think that before you go over to the house, that you send a text and say, hey, I'm going to come by and I'm taking the golf cart. This guy goes,
I mean, not even, I'm going to take it. Like, do you mind if I'm going to take it?
Yeah, well, in my defense, we did talk about it, but I should have confirmed. I guess. I could have called to confirm.
This guy comes over and just, he punches in the code and he picks the golf. So,
I'm working on the game.
So if you... Could you imagine, like, my mom, like, there was a chance where my mom could have came out to go to the golf cart and Joe's walking in at the same time? Like,
oh my God.
To me, and my dad was cracking up. My dad was like, Sue, check the fridge. See if Joe took any of the meat in the fridge.
You know, I didn't touch a thing.
You would think that Joe would send some sort of text message. Hey, I'm on my way over. I'm going to text you. No, he just put it in the pin and he took the cart.
You know what we got to do? Maybe we hang like a dry erase board in the garage and we do like a little like clock in, clock out of the cart. But that way we have full awareness of where the cart is at all times.
And well, no, see, the key is I go in the late afternoon because then Sue's already
sounded
gone
like this her. Was the morning.
Sue's already
sounded
Sue's
like, no, this was in the afternoon.
It was afternoon. It was afternoon.
I always go late afternoon. So Sue's had her tennis. Her dad's already been to the gym and had pickleball because the pickleball, I think he goes normally around like 1 or 2. Oh. So I go later so that's out of the way normally.
Sure.
Maybe this time coincided.
Yeah. But they are like, they're connected at the hip. They're like, it's unbelievable.
Nicole loves Sue.
They're very close.
Well, Bob, I got to hang out. They're great people. I know. You guys said you were going to come here. I came here in January. These guys have let me home to roost.
That's, I tell you what, that would be one of the better troll jobs in internet history if Bob just decided
they just he don't wasn't show moving up. To
Florida. Like, it was just like, it was just all a ruse to have Joe.
Well, I started thinking life in Florida. And that ticket, Bob never Perez, goes. Bob? No, none of them are here.
But my dad goes when...
That's when better they... than taking him to the worst golf course. Remember that video that started all this shit?
Man.
This would be the greatest ruse in the history of the internet.
It would be the best.
In fact, it should be considered at this point. I'm sorry, Mike, Joe.
Will you stop with this?
I'm sorry, but I'm just saying, for content purposes.
I moved across the country.
Yes, that's exactly the point.
This guy, my dad goes, so
I'm
like,
a rider, dog.
I was like, Ma, I was like, check outside, like, see if his car is out there. Sure as shit, she looks outside. She's there. And then my dad's cracking up. He goes, he really is a bull in a china shop. Like, he just to not send that text of, hey, I'm gonna come by and take the cart is absolutely wild. It's the most Joey D thing of all time.
Yeah, I don't know.
The most Joey D thing of all time is him saying that just there.
They are like, they're connected at the hip. We're like, I got to get down there.
That's good, though, Joe. At least you got somebody there.
Well, you know, see, here's the thing, too, is like, they've been very good to me. So, like, yeah, they have Bob's cousin, Kyle, staying with them right now. And it was his birthday yesterday. So Mike asked me if I could, he's a lefty. So Mike asked me if I could lend him some clubs to use. So I went and just dropped off my personal set with golf balls in there for him. Because, you know, it's a give and take. You know, you can't just take. You got to give.
It's even my
it's a real friendship.
It sounds like a very close knit community down there.
My
really
dad
does.
Said he goes
really
does. I'm having a ball with Joey. You know what?
Your mom is the best too, because she knows how to. She'll take these subtle shots.
Sue's good people.
So like, I was late for dinner, and there's this thing I've never seen this before. I guess it's, you know, where there's boats and shit. The bridge literally lifts up, so all these
drawbridge
dots and shit can go through. So I was on schedule to be there maybe 5 minutes late. That's and this tough. Thing was up for 10 minutes.
That's yep.
So
yep.
I took a picture. Now, keep in mind, it was dark. I could barely see. And I sent it to Mike. And I was like, you know, we're a little bit behind. Keep in mind, I've never seen this before. There's a bridge up. And so they were making an ongoing joke about it the whole time. So Sue goes, she goes, the last time we were here, we had to stay here 3 hours because the bridge was up all night. And she said she wasn't taking a shot, but I know she was taking a shot. And I, by the way, I appreciate it. I was like, that's a win in my book.
Yeah.
Those bridges, that's a good sell too, man. Bridges in towns where you could only access the town via one bridge. That's tough, man. That's the same when we go down the shore for that vacation every year.
To get into
Cape May, the only way to get in is over this bridge. If you have a dinner reservation and that bridge is up and you're running a little behind, you're in a lot of fucking trouble.
The traffic was backed up for like 3-4 blocks.
Yep.
Joe, it's the worst. And once you get it, I mean, you're there. You're there to stay for
a bit. Your dad, how do you know when it goes up? I think it's on the hour and on the half hour that they do it.
I bet he knows.
I mean, that's a lot. That's a lot.
I would bet.
How many boats do they need to let go through? These are like this. That's a big bridge too. We're talking yachts here. I gotta wait for some rich prick to go through with this yacht. And now I'm going to be late for dinner.
It could be a sailboat, Joe.
Sailboat, you may be that rich one day.
I would never buy a boat. Buying a boat is, you might as well dump your money into the ocean.
You know what boat stands for? Bust out another thousand. That's what boat stands for. Because there's always, once you get a boat, you're just paying for the fucking boat for the rest of your life.
It's just dumping money, man. Now, you got to know a guy who owns a boat, but you shouldn't be the one.
That's important.
Tyler Cameron.
A guy who has a boat.
Well, Alex.
Tyler Cameron's your guy. Alex, Cheeto Alex as well. I thought it was so funny. Arthur Blank.
Who's that? Friend of the program, of course. The owner of the Falcons.
Arthur Blank.
Yeah.
Remember?
He's not a friend of the program.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
Joe.
Been following me on Instagram for quite some time.
Arthur Blank is following you?
That's right.
Wait,
it may be a different. It could be a different Arthur Blank, but we're going to say that it's the owner of the Falcons.
It's got
all right. Okay.
Is it a verified account?
Well, no, but yeah. Certainly the name is spelled
that's such a Michael thing to do.
Joe DiMaggio's following me on Instagram.
It might be that's a legacy.
Donald Trump just followed me last week.
Yeah,
I have Walter Payton's son runs a legacy account for him. Walter Payton Jr.
And that legacy does follow account.
That's a legacy account. That's a legacy
account. What is a legacy account?
It's an account for someone who is no longer with us. It's a legacy account.
By the way, Mikey V throwing that Burger King thing at us today was
wild.
The craziest thing. I couldn't believe
that. You'd think he would have mentioned it once amongst the Biggie Bag. He's all the stuff that's come up. I was going to say Biggie Bag. That's Wendy's. But all the Cha-King stuff. Oh, you think he would have mentioned that
I should call my mom. I should call my mom and have her tell you guys. Like, I used to come home. She used to be like, "You smell like a French fry." She used to say to me all the time.
Let me tell you something.
I could ask her, but I really don't think I have one, dude. I will ask Mikey.
Mikey was probably a triple XL in that uniform. Imagine him wearing the crown, Bob.
You didn't have to wear the crown, jackass. You just wore a regular Burger King ball cap. Which, by the way, that's probably some jerk off hipster probably would pay like $50 for that Burger King snapback.
Aside of the Cha-King, you don't think? But honestly, I would have a lot of questions.
Cha-King's a good sandwich, Bob.
No, but I'm saying, aside of that, I would have a lot of questions on just how it works and how nasty it really is. Like, I that's right up my alley.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't nasty until, like, if a person working in there knew the person coming through the drive through and had an issue with them. I saw that one time.
It was
very bad what was done.
Are you serious?
Yeah, very bad, bro.
How do they know the person?
So, like, because the drive-thru, like, the camera and the car, like, it was a local Burger King. It was, like, a town Burger King, and, like, people from town would go to that Burger King, and, like, the one kid working in the kitchen, like, knew the fucking guy who was, and obviously he had a problem with him, and, I mean, he massacred.
Number one rule, you don't fuck with people who fuck with your food.
Dude, it was bad, bro.
Joe, and, like, you gotta stop ordering those fries, man. I'm telling you, Mikey. Let me ask you.
It's harder. I would say as someone in the industry. I would say fries have got to be the hardest thing to fuck with because like a fry is a fry. Like if it's wet or if it has something on it that shouldn't be on it, you're gonna see that.
A burger, you can hide,
a sandwich, you're hiding shit. Like this motherfucker, he put tartar sauce on it. He put other things.
Tartar sauce on a burger.
He put like jelly on it, spit on it. I mean, it was disgusting.
It's got a morsel of tartar sauce. Bob might fucking rave about
not,
it.
Not with a loogie on it. You ain't gonna.
Oh, that's again. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you, Mikey, I have so many questions here. I do too.
This could be a whole episode on itself.
You gotta let us know this. This is right up our alley.
The topic never really came up, I feel like. I honestly felt bad about what I said about the McDonald's employee because that's not true. Like, look at myself. I mean, I'm not a bad person. And I, you know, that's where I started. Everybody starts somewhere. You know, you start at the bottom and you work.
You got to pay your dues, man.
That's it. You pay your dues. So that's why I told that story because I want to put that into perspective. Like not everybody who works at a fast food restaurant, there's great people that work at fast food restaurant. But I'm saying in this case, there was some shady stuff, but really, honestly, not as much as you would think. How long did you work for? Only like 2 years, maybe.
Go ahead, Joe.
Only two years. That's a long.
No, that's a long tenure.
I would say a year and a half.
Did you go to a Burger King like holiday party?
Do you know what my pay was back then? What my wage was?
$9.95 an hour.
I'm gonna go lower.
Lower, Bob.
$6.50.
Lower, Bob.
Come on.
$5.15 an hour was minimum wage when I was 14 working at Burger King. $5.15 an hour.
Oh. Inflation's a bitch.
Imagine getting taxed on $5.15. You might as well just give me a fucking.
Well, they would just tax you the 15 cents.
But Mikey, as somebody in the industry, You gotta stop saying that, Bob.
I haven't been in the industry for over 20 years.
You wrote
the book on the king.
Sure, sure.
I wrote the book on the king.
I got a quick thing. No, go ahead, Joe. Go ahead.
Do you still have any contacts who have an association with Burger King? Maybe we can reach out to them and pursue a sponsor.
I was a kitchen worker. I was a petty. I used to refill sauce.
It would make sense to get sponsored by somebody who was raised within the system.
I'll say this, Bob, you would have a field day because, like I said, you really just had carte blanche to do whatever you want in terms of consuming food yourself. I mean, I was making this chicken tender sandwich that I'll stand by to this day should have been put on the menu. I mean, was fucking unbelievable.
What was the sandwich? What was it?
I would stack like on a toasted bun. First of all, I would toast the bun like you. Now I'm in control, so I'm not trying to sling these things out. I'm taking my time. I'd put like a little honey mustard. I'd put all these chicken tenders, a little barbecue sauce on top of it, a little lettuce, fresh tomato, and then seal the deal. And I would drink orange soda. I mean, I would have unlimited orange soda. I would just be ripping orange soda.
You were so young to where the metabolism was ready.
Oh, yeah.
But were you gaining weight?
Oh, yeah, I was a fat fuck, sure.
Really?
Yeah, I was a fat fuck, yeah, yeah. And then football would come around, and I would lose the weight so quickly because of, like you said, your metabolism, like, I could run, like, a half a mile, and I'd lose weight. Like, now, forget it. If I did that now, I'd weigh 400 pounds.
Wow.
Burger King holiday party?
No, we didn't have holiday parties. We were treated very poorly, Joe. We were treated very poorly.
You didn't have a holiday party?
No, Joe, these people, we were minimum wage employees.
Let me ask you, though, Mikey.
I know. It shouldn't have mattered, but it did.
By the way, you know what Burger King does do good is the long chicken sandwich.
Yeah. The Italian, the classic Italian, or the classic chicken sandwich. Yeah. Sandwich. Yep.
Roll.
Yeah, the sesame
roll. I was going to ask if the holiday party was hosted at McDonald's.
What was another big thing for us then was like this. Just come out was the Rodeo Burger, which was a very popular thing.
Yeah, sure.
That was with onion ring and barbecue sauce.
It was really good. Yeah, it was really good.
Yep. It was called the Roadhouse, no?
Rodeo Burger. It was called the Rodeo Burger.
Maybe they have a variation
now that's Roadhouse.
That I used to work with, a larger individual, he told me that the reason that like where chefs get really big is he's like, it's not like the meals. He's like, it's not really like the test tasting and like the meals. It's the, he's like, he picks at the fries. He's like, the fries will just kill you of all day.
Yeah. Mikey. I mean, listen, that wasn't the only restaurant. I worked at a steakhouse where I would do similar things like eat like, you know. I mean, you can't eat like that all.
You should have seen how much I ate at Cut.
I'm saying. I mean, and you're surrounded by food. Joe, you know exactly how it is. Like,
having top-notch sirloin every night.
They fuck up an order, and that meal doesn't go out. That just goes to the kitchen staff. That's a freebie.
I was eating it, too, because Joe would deliver it to my office at the Four Seasons. He would bring it through the tunnel, and he would show up to my office.
Well, no, that was at Boulevard. You were gone by the time I started at Cut. Didn't matter. Bob was coming in for free meals all the time.
I overstayed my welcome. I really did. I took advantage of it. I really did. I used to remember with dates when Joe was working at the Peninsula in the cabanas, the goal of the date was just to get it over to Joe. Like if I could get to the cabana with Joe, you were in.
Bob right. got treated like the salt in the Brunei, man. I swear
what
to God.
What does that even mean? This guy. What does that mean?
It's a man of high importance, Bob. High importance.
The utmost importance.
There's a video of Joe working at the pool, and there's all these cabanas, and there's nobody out there, and you just see
a
light.
Night.
You see a light in a cabana, and the Patriots-Titans playoff game is playing. And I'm just, like, eating a sirloin in the cabana while Joe is like, I overstayed my welcome.
That sounds
really
like a great time, though, to be honest.
It was the best. Yeah. I wish he went back
living
there.
Large.
I prefer him to work for the Peninsula over than Bob does sports. I wish he was back at those cabanas.
Tell you what,
that's a lie. I was joking, Joe. I was joking.
Let's enjoy ourselves this week coming up.
Yeah,
live nicely.
You gotta pace yourself, Michael. You gotta pace yourself.
I'm gonna pace very much. I'm gonna pace.
But it's you know, the waste management, it will be a blast. But I really want to have a nice dinner with the boys, and I think that nice dinner is gonna have to take place at Daytona.
Friday night, the first night we're there would probably be great because we'll probably just be settling in around 7-8 o'clock. We could go get a nice dinner and.
Mikey's birthday's coming up.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be for Mikey V's birthday as well. So, look, just a lot to be excited about. But, Joe, we are coming down to Jupiter. But to watch this friendship blossom with him and my dad is fucking awesome. And then for my dad to say, you know, I really understand, like, I really get him. Because it's so true. Watching somebody meet Joe for the first time is one of my favorite things in the world to watch. Because at first you just try and figure them out. And when you get past that first hurdle, Joe, you realize how funny he is, and then it's just game just over.
He's trying to fix that one piece of hair. Yeah.
That's a compliment, by the way, Joe.
When you
get through that initial, like, just watching somebody feel him out, and then when you realize, okay, this is who this guy is, it's a blast. He's the funniest.
Do you think Joe is one of the biggest love or hate guys on the face of the planet?
No,
top five love or hate guys?
Either cannot stand me, or they'd take a bullet from me. There's no in between.
I would take a bullet for you, Joe.
Yep.
My dad would take a bullet for you. Mike.
Oh, definitely. Mr. Burger definitely at this point would take
a bullet. He loves him some Joey Dave.
That Bob's never going to move down there.
I'm actually thinking about going to watch one of his Jackals games because he said he plays Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I think is the schedule.
Are you fucking kidding me? What are they?
They play 3 days a week. I thought they played one game a week. They play three games a week.
Get the fuck out of here. That
I swear to God, I'm not making this up. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. 3 days a week.
They play like 60 games in a regular season.
Your mom got mad at him actually at one point because he took his phone out during dinner. Because there was a substitute for the next day. And he's like, Sue, what do you want me to do? There's a sub for it. We're playing the first place team. She's like, Michael, you're the only one with your phone on the table.
Love of the game. Love of the game.
Yeah, it was pretty wild to watch go down.
It's fun. It's fun to watch that whole thing from afar.
I cannot believe that they play 60 games.
Bro. And Mikey, they drop like flies.
These poor guys, bro. I was going to say.
He's got more guys on the DL. Like they drop like flies. It's like the Yankees. There's more people on the DL.
If you put Stanton in that league, he'd be out after the first week.
They don't get a DH either, so it might be not even last a week.
Oh, that is sick.
Is that crazy? All right, fellas, very solid pod. Let's clap it up for a real solid pod so far. Let's clap it up for a real fucking solid pod. All right, here we go. We're going to go into top five. Look, I don't want to pat myself on the back, but I'm going to do that. This is a great top five that I gave here today. It's a solid top five. It's your top five most desired performers during the Super Bowl. Mikey, you labeled it best. What was it you said to it? The best way
top five dream Super Bowl performers. Halftime. Yeah. Top five dream Super Bowl halftime performers.
I would say I'm curious to hear Joey D's list. So let's save him for the last. Mikey V, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
All right, number five, I got a band that I think is an ultimate stadium type of band that would have brought incredible energy. Unfortunately, lead singer was, he's been dead since 91. Give me Queen. I would take original Queen with Freddie Mercury, number five for me. I think they would fucking rock it. Number four, another band that for the life of me, I guess, again, because maybe they just weren't intact long enough into the modernization of the NFL halftime show for them to perform, Led Zeppelin. I got Led Zeppelin at four, just another band who would come out and they'd play Black Dog or Kashmir and the place would go fucking crazy. Number three, here's a switch up. It's a dual performance by two of the greats of a genre that never got to perform at halftime. Notorious B.I.G., Tupac Shakur.
Joint, I have that.
Joint Super Bowl halftime show, I think, would be, I mean.
It's great.
Titans of industry.
Joey D has his hand up.
Are you allowed to have someone on your list who has performed before?
Yeah.
Yeah, you could.
I think so.
I didn't Mikey's making it sound like it's only people who never got to perform. I thought it was your top list of performers.
This would honestly, I steered away from people I've already seen. That's just what I did. I steered away from that. But, I mean, you could have whoever you want, I guess. I mean, but I just wanted to do people that I never saw. Number two, listen, I don't know how well he would go over. I think, personally, he would have gone over incredibly. Elvis Presley. I think if Elvis did a halftime show, I think he would kill it. Knowing, the massive, massive superstar he was, some of the songs he had, I think he would kill it. And then number one for me is pretty much a no-brainer.
T-Pain.
The greatest entertainer of all time, in my opinion.
T-Pain.
No.
Frank Sinatra?
It's Frank Sinatra is number one. I think T-Pain. Frank Sinatra.
I thought he was T-Pain.
T-Pain had his chance at the Ravens game and they fucking lost. So Frank Sinatra number one for me. So Sinatra, Elvis, Biggie and Pac, Led Zeppelin, Queen.
I think Mikey's got a strong, strong list. I wish I could make the change. Queen was such a good play. I got instead of Queen in my five, I got The Who in the five played, hole.
But they're great.
Did they play?
I believe that they did. Yes. And not too long ago either.
Really?
Sure. But this is why it still counts because you never got to
win. No, it can. No,
100%. Yeah. I wish it was Queen. These are guys that I like. So I don't think my list is going to go over very
2010,
well.
It was Pete Townsend and Roger Daltrey.
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, all right. I guess not the full band, but 2010, yes. Townsend.
All right.
But yeah. That's a good play, though. The Who's great. Who's great?
I know, but Queen would have been Freddie Mercury during the Super Bowl.
Freddie Mercury
would have
fucking rocked it, bro.
That was the right play.
In hindsight, I probably should have had Queen higher than Led Zeppelin.
I agree.
It is what it is.
Number four, again, people may not like my list. I'd love to see The Boss. I'd love to see Bruce Springsteen in my four hole. Big Bruce guy. Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he did. I just don't know which one, but I'm almost 100% positive.
Are you serious?
Yeah, sure am, Bob.
That's a killer.
Yeah, Super Bowl 2009 Super Bowl, Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band. Yep.
How'd he do?
Sorry you missed that one. He did very well. It was well received.
Yeah, I crushed it.
This is good though. This is good. This is great. Keep it going. Keep it going.
All right.
Next on the list is Usher for Bob. Usher.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
Yeah, there you go.
Bruno Mars.
No, listen, I did have to second guess a couple of mine. I was like, did they play? Because Queen was one I was like, but they didn't. But.
I got number three. This is my second favorite performer or band. I don't know if a lot of people know this. Joe, I don't even know if you
know. I know it.
Really? I'd be very, very impressed.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Look at that.
And I can already tell you his number one is going to be Billy Joel.
That's amazing. That you getting the Chili Peppers is amazing.
They did do the halftime show.
Are you fucking serious,
they
Mikey?
They did the one. They did.
Are
the
you
one
fucking with, serious?
It's okay, one, Bob. It's allowed.
But I never saw it.
They did the one with Bruno Mars in 2014.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Are you fucking awesome. Serious?
I swear to God.
I gotta go see. Are you?
It was awesome. It was awesome.
Bob's gonna just be YouTubing.
I actually think that was one of the best halftime shows. Yeah. And the other one that was really good was the recent one with Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg.
That was a really good one too. Prince did a really good one.
Great. There was one recently that was really good, and there's one recently that
Lady
stuck.
Gaga was really good.
Lady Gaga was good. There was one recently that was very and I like him a lot. The Weeknd's was tough.
Oh yeah,
The Weeknd's was really tough.
Yeah, should have been renamed to the Monday. Maybe that's how horrible that was.
Red Hot Chili Peppers
anymore. It was fucking horrible for the Tuesday.
Red Hot Chili Peppers at three. Number two.
No,
I got
that was
the Beatles.
Two, oh yeah, two, yeah.
Yeah, number two, I would go with the Beatles.
That's a good one.
Oh, that's a play that I had contemplated heavily. That's a good play. And no, they've never done a halftime show.
I think the Beatles would
McCartney,
be awesome.
Now McCartney has. But not the Beatles.
How is he?
I mean, he's Paul McCartney. It's pretty good. But I mean, the Beatles. Yeah, but the Beatles is different, Bob. Like the Beatles, that's a good call. That's a good play. I don't know where you were.
Wow, what a bet. And then number one, Joey D called it. I mean, look, this might not be the crowd favorite, but give me Billy Joel that won all day long. He actually came out with the new song. Joey Juice sent it to me when you were playing golf with him, Diesel. Really, Billy Joel's just got, you'd be amazed the amount of songs I know Billy Joel start to finish, that if you played him all the song, he's my all time favorite. Always
so
will
he,
be.
He sang the national anthem at a Super Bowl, but I don't think he's ever done.
No, I don't
think
that. Okay. That would have really bothered me.
Yeah. That would have been bad, but no, he did the national anthem.
Yeah. I mean, look, Mikey V's list is going to kill mine. Let me get a little drum roll here, please. Cause I'm very, very curious to hear this Joey D list. Joey D, why don't you take it away?
All right. I I put together a dual performance here at number five that I think
that's fair.
Michael, you are going to like this a lot. All right. You ready for this?
I am, sir.
Whitney Houston and Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah. Wow. I mean,
could you imagine that?
I mean,
that be unbelievable?
I should have done Madonna, Michael Jackson, Sinatra, and Elvis. Yes. Jesus. I mean,
because Jimi Hendrix
awesome.
he just plays guitar. So you have
how is this like even at least Miguel, he's that guy didn't know where you were going with your duo. How is that allowed? Yeah, how
I don't
is
know.
That allowed?
The great play.
Would
we'll
that not be unbelievable?
It would, Joe. It would be.
It's
great.
Like Santana would perform with other musicians.
I don't know if Whitney and Jimi Hendrix had any type of a relationship or anything.
I would love for them to do something together.
I mean, this guy,
Jimmy and Whitney.
I would love to have Sinatra and Kurt Cobain do that.
You know, maybe you're onto something here, Mikey. You know how they used to do like the Linkin Park, and then they did it with fucking Jay-Z.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe you should find a DJ who could splice like a Sinatra Cobain.
Talk to DJ Coogs.
DJ Coogs. DJ
Coogs. Yeah.
DJ
Coogs. After he's done taking a leak, we'll call DJ Coogs.
Yeah. Same time that Lou's making a pizza in the back. DJ Coogs. What a circus. All right, Joe. I don't know how this is allowed.
That was unbelievable.
That was crazy.
Number four is another one Michael's going to love. One of the great bands of our generation is the Eagles.
Yes, I know that's
right up your alley. I would love. Sure, they have some bangers, man, and I think it'd be so good live just to watch for the. Awesome. And then at number three, I actually swear to God on my list, I'm not making it up. I have it there. Tupac and Biggie. I did have that. I think it would be unbelievable. Number two, I have now. He performed, I think, before in like the 90s. But it's such an iconic performer that I still have to put him. Michael Jackson, for me, I would want to be in the presence of watching a concert by Michael Jackson.
He did, I think he did the 93 Super Bowl.
Yeah, I know he did. He's the one that I had who performed before. And then at number one, I have Queen. Because I think that it would just be sensational Freddie Mercury. I think they're one of my favorite bands of all time. And to see him get everybody going, it would be
unbelievable. They're the stadium rock band. Like
maybe I put them too high, but I just think they would be so.
No, I think it's fair. I think it's fair.
Yeah, I got Queen as my honorable mention.
We will rock you.
What do you got, honorable mention, Joe?
Honorable mention, I did have the Beatles. I thought that would be a cool one. It's hard because I'm not like crazy obsessed with the Beatles, but I know people like love them. And I also know that they're widely considered as the greatest band of all time. So I just think that like the energy in the stadium would be unmatched. If you put a band like that in, I think they'd do very well. I think it'd be great. But that's why they're my honorable mention and not my top five, because I'm not like a Beatles connoisseur by any means, you know?
Fair.
Yeah, I put Pearl Jam as my honorable mention.
Damn.
My favorite bands of all time.
Strong.
It's surprising that they've never done anything for Super Bowl, but
very, very strong. Joe, I mean, even the one that you're getting this year is right up your alley for you to get Usher. Remember when you didn't serve Usher?
Not Usher. I would have been. Oh no, I did.
Yeah.
I served him a couple cigars. He was wearing chinchilla. It was right near like New Year's or Christmas or some big holiday, and he just came up to the bar in chinchilla, and the cigar box is right next. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. It was one of my favorite performers of all time.
Mikey, I wish you got to see this guy working when he was at the Four Seasons. It was something to really behold, man. It was really, really something.
Work myself to death is what I was doing.
Fellas, a phenomenal podcast out here today. Really,
it's a
really
long
was.
One. Almost an hour and a half.
Hour and a half.
A nice, long, solid podcast. To me, the thing to really pick from here that I'm just not done with, even when we go to the Gambler's Digest chat after this, is Mikey V dropping that Burger King thing.
He's going
to
be asking you questions all trip, Michael, by the way.
I really will.
It's fine.
I really will. We got a lot to be excited about. We got the Waste Management on the horizon. We got Daytona on the horizon. We got Mikey V's birthday on the horizon.
Wow.
What a time to be a part of the Brilliantly Dumb Show. Fellas, I love you. I appreciate you. And we will see you next week. Take care.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.